Okay, yesterday we started the dinim of chinuch, of educating the children, and we learned that there are opinions that say the chinuch is a rabbinic mitzvah. There are poskim that say it also refers to the mother. Not only is the father obligated to do chinuch, but so is the mother. The Alter Rebbe is of the opinion that no, it's only on the father. There are also opinions, this we didn't mention yesterday, that the mitzvah of chinuch is on the for a son, not for a daughter. The Magen Avraham has a doubt if it actually applies to girls or not. The Alter Rebbe clearly in Shulchan Aruch says it applies to boys and to girls. Okay? And he says, now in Shulchan Aruch it says, don't do this today, that's for sure. Shulchan Aruch it says, if the kid doesn't listen, you should hit him with a stick, like a whip, abusive lashes, but again, we go. Shleima Melech says, "Spare the rat, spoil the child." But the bottom line is, today it's not done, obviously, because you'll end up in jail. Now, the age of chinuch for positive mitzvahs is dependent on each child's understanding of a mitzvah. For instance, when a kid understands what Shabbos is all about, is the concept of Kiddush and Avdolah, then the kid is obligated to understand, to be educated in the mitzvah of Kiddush and Avdolah, and in negative mitzvahs, whether it's biblical or rabbinic, when a child is, again, like we mentioned yesterday, usually the age of chinuch is either 6 or 7. If it's a brighter child, 6. If that's such a bright child, 7. But nevertheless, you're not a father, and nobody else for that matter, is allowed to give something treif, something forbidden, directly to the child to eat or to do. That's now, another important thing, this is where we're up to. Children have to be taught that to answer amen. The Gemara says, when a baby answers amen even once, they already have a chelek in Olam Haba. They already have a share in Olam Haba. So children have to be trained to answer amen. Children also have to be trained, very important, not to lie. You know, it says in Shechunah especially that children should, from the youngest of ages, should be told that they shouldn't lie. And he says, as far as this, that the children should be educated to stand and show properly with proper respect. And Shulchan Aruch says, those people, the kids that run around in shul, shouldn't be brought to shul. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Some people are not so machmir in that. But the bottom line is that the children need to be educated, number one, in answering amen, respect of, it's very interesting. My mother-in-law told us, so they were in Paris after the war, the Friedrich Rebbe said to them, and this you have to understand, the people were running out of Russia. They were living makeshift places in France on the way either to America or to so, wherever they ended up doing. And the Friedrich Rebbe said to the people, to the Lubavitchers in Paris at the time, that Daf Eislein in the Kinder, you have to teach the children to eat so Essen Rein, that they should be clean when they eat. In other words, kids should be taught to eat properly. That's what Friedrich Rebbe said. You can imagine, they had other things to worry about. They had no money. They were in transit. The Friedrich Rebbe said they should teach the children that they have to eat properly. That's a very important thing, by the way. It seemed, yeah, you're number 10.
So another rabbi just asked me for a minyan too.
Yeah, but you're here.
Absolutely, yeah.
First come, first serve. No, it's very important that children, these are fundamentals. Children should be taught not to lie. Children should be taught to eat properly. Children should be taught respect for elders, respect for shul, respect to davening. I mean, that's part of the mitzvah of chinuch, which is on the father. Now, the Rebbe also brings down in Sichas that even though the mitzvah of chinuch is actually on the father, but practically, so we mentioned this the other day, practically speaking, the one that really educates the children is the mother. So she doesn't have a chiyuv in halacha, but realistically speaking, she, in the practical sense, she's the one that has to educate the children properly. Now, even somebody who is not the parent of the child is still not allowed to give to a kid something treif to eat or to tell him to do something which is forbidden. You can't, even though it's a kid. In other words, I'll give you another example. Many people think kids are a Shabbos goy. You know, they need a light. Okay, they're the kid. They need to carry something, the kid. A kid is not a Shabbos goy. In fact, in Shechon Aruch, in the same Simon, Shimon Gimon, in Hilchos Shabbos, when the Alter Rebbe speaks about chinuch, the halachic aspect of chinuch, the Alter Rebbe said that it's appropriate that when a child becomes bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, they should do tshuva for all the things they did as kids. Even though they weren't obligated, they're not punished for it. But the Alter Rebbe says it's proper that children should do tshuva when they become bar and bas mitzvah for all the things that they did when they were kids. So children, you know, I'll give you another example. According to halacha, a Jewish child is allowed to nurse from a non-Jewish woman. In other words, the milk, the breast milk of a non-Jewish woman is not treif. It's not treif. It's parif. Woman's milk is parif. But nevertheless, it says that even al pidin you're allowed to, even kitzur brings it down. Im efshur, it should only be Jewish. Why? Because metamtem halev, it then purifies the mind and you get bad nature, bad tendencies in the child. Now, there's a famous story in the Gemara. When Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, when he was born, his father was Rabbi Shimon. And at that time, the Romans decreed that you're not allowed to do a bris milah on your child. And if the Romans found out about it, they would kill the child. Rabbi Yehuda Anossi was born. His father was the leader of the Jewish people at that time. So he gave a bris on his kid. Somebody snitched to the Roman emperor that they circumcised the kid. So the king, the Roman emperor decreed, this is the story in the Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda Anossi and his mother, he's a mamish baby, a few days old, right? He should come to the emperor. They wanted to see for themselves if he was circumcised or not. The mother had no choice, so she went. She was going to the palace, whatever. She stayed at an inn, and she met another woman, who had also a goyish woman, a Roman, who also had a baby the same age, approximately. And Rabbi Yehuda Anossi's mother was crying. You know, she was crying the whole time. So she says to her, "Why are you crying?" So she said, "Because we're Jewish, I gave my kid a bris, and now the emperor wants to punish us for whether killing the kid or whatever for doing a bris." So this woman said, "Listen, our kids are the same age. My kid's not circumcised. Take my kid to the palace. I will nurse your kid." They didn't have formula in those days, right? "I will nurse your kid. You will take care of my kid. I'll take care of your kid. You'll go to the emperor. You'll see that your kid's not circumcised. And you'll come back and we'll switch back the babies." The Itaka did that. And the emperor killed the snitchers because they made fun of him. "Here, the baby's not circumcised." He said he was. Anyway, that baby that was switched turned out to be Antoninus, the Roman emperor that was best friends with Rabbi Yehuda Anossi. They were both very, very wealthy and very, very good friends. In fact, the Gemara says there was an underground tunnel from Antoninus' house to Rebbe's house. Antoninus came and used to learn Torah secretly with Rebbe at night. And one opinion is even that he converted. Later on, he converted and he became a Jew. So you see that in that case, there was no choice. It's mamash pikuach nefesh. But normally, again, halachically, a Jewish child is allowed to be nursed from a non-Jewish woman. But nevertheless, it's not all a good thing. Also, another interesting thing is brought down, even Kitzur says this. What happens, for whatever reason it is, a woman has to eat not kosher food? Whatever, whether it's a fuah, whatever it may be. It says in halacha, it's preferred she should not nurse the baby for the duration of that time when the milk is created from the treif of food they ate. It can have an effect on the baby. Like even, it's surprised, not only because of chassidus, but in kitzur says, Menekes Yisrael that has to eat my choli isul refuah, if possible, she should not nurse the kid that day, those days. Why? Because you don't want the kid to be influenced by the treif of food, because treif of food has an impact on the intellect and the emotions and the midas and the behavior. So, ask the doctors. Huh?
Is that the source of Chol Yisrael?
No, not the source of Chol Yisrael, but according to Chassidus in Kabbalah, non-Chol Yisrael doesn't purify the mind. It's Metamtem HaMeich V'Alev. So, yeah, I mean, but that's not the reason of Chol Yisrael. Chol Yisrael is not only, it's a din of the Rabbon. And the Chacham said that you're not allowed to drink milk that was milked by a Jew, by a guy without a Jew watching it. That's okay. A parent should not scare the children. What, like he says, if you see him doing nothing, something wrong, you should hit him right away, or be quiet. Don't hit him a day later, 2 days later, because in the kid's mind, this is in the laws of chinuch also, in the guidelines of chinuch and by mechanchim, because a kid only understands the now. All of a sudden, he did something wrong today. 2 days from now, you're going to smack him because he did something wrong today. He doesn't associate the two. And you never, another interesting thing is, in the laws of chinuch, you never threaten a kid a punishment that you're not going to be able to do. In other words, what happens if the family's going on a trip? Yeah? And you tell the kid, you're misbehaving, you're not going to go on the trip. That's unrealistic. The kid's going to go on the trip. Are you going to leave him home alone? The kid's going to go on the trip. So in the laws of education, you made a fool out of yourself. You promised the kid a punishment and you're not going to do it. So basically the kid is taught, by example only, the kid is taught, I can misbehave, I won't get punished because so any punishment, you have to, number one, punish immediate. That's what it says in Kitzur also. You have to punish immediate. But secondly, you have to punish in a way of something that you're going to be able to punish him by, not Baba Mises. And you shouldn't scare the child, with things that a dog is going to eat you or a cow is going to devour you and other things like that. That's already brought down in the Gemara also, that you're not allowed to do it. Okay.